If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Welcome into the Cubs Talk podcast, presented by Wintrust. I'm Luke Stuckmeyer, joined by Matt Buckman and Mick Gillespie, the play-by-play voice of your Tennessee Smokies. Why are we talking to Mick? Well, because he's a great play-by-play guy. And Mick, thanks for coming along. We know that Chris Bryant's been down there for a couple of days. First of all, what is the whole experience like when Chris Bryant comes to Tennessee at the ballpark?
Yeah, it was a good one. It's good to talk to you guys, too. Yeah, I mean, he came through as a minor leaguer here and dominated this league, en route to becoming the minor league player of the year in 2013. And then, of course, he was the rookie of the year in the major league in 2014, right? I think I'm right. Maybe it was 2014 here and then 2015 in the big leagues. But he's a mega star now. And I talked to him about that. I mean, just how different life is for him, where you go and everyone knows your face and knows your name. It was a Monday night, and we went from probably having, a couple thousand seats sold to a sellout, 7,500. And it happened within the matter of one day. So it was really exciting. He isn't much older than the players on the Smokies right now. So there's a lot of guys in Delaware that are 26 years old. He's been in the big leagues 4 years. But he came in, and he gave it an absolute A-plus effort, and I don't know that he even would have it any other way. I mean, he's just that kind of guy, and when he plays the game, he gives it his all. It was a lot of fun, and there was an electricity in this area when we found out that he was coming.
Mick, one of the things I love about big leaguers going back for a rehab stint is the way they treat the minor leaguers. There's always a big dinner coming. What did Chris buy for the players, and what was the meal of the day?
Yeah, well, these guys, I got to say this, and when Theo took over and Tom Ricketts bought the team, the Cubs went from being a team that spent very little on anything, really, to being an organization that is top-notch. So we have a nutritionist that feeds our guys every day, just like they have in the big league. Not every team in the minor leagues has that, but we do. And so the guys eat, normally they eat well. But Chris Bryant's here, and all of a sudden your well goes to eating Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So, guys are walking around with slabs of steak on their plates last night. You really can't beat that. It's really fun. And this is a tradition. I don't even know how far it goes back, but since I've been in minor league baseball, where the big league guys come in and they treat the clubhouse. So it was Ruth Chris for the guys this time around.
Now, how did KB look when in the two games he was in? I know they only had two at bats today. I think he was 0-for-2 today, but he had a home run yesterday. How did he look in the short stint that he was down there?
Yeah, I've seen him play a lot. When you compare the time that he spent here, my games I broadcast with Len Casper during spring training, I've seen him play a lot of games. I thought he looked, normal, which is good. The swing was there. I was watching him take BP yesterday. He didn't take BP on the field today. The home run that he hit yesterday, even the strikeout today he had and the fly ball to left. It looked like your normal Chris Bryant swing. He hit the ball, the normal swing path, really good, healthy cut. It's not like he swung and grimaced at all. Just the normal, I'm going to get out there and swing the bat. And I thought he looked normal. And, he was ready to get back with the team. And so from all the reports that I've gotten, everything went really well.
And you think that now after his two at-bats, he seems like maybe he got on a plane and his head back to the big league squad?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't on a plane right now heading to San Francisco. And it worked out well for him because yesterday was a night game, and then today was a day game. We played at noon. He took the first two at-bats, and then he was out of town, you know, packed up and moving out. So, you know, he obviously could possibly get there before the game tonight. So I guess we'll find out if that happens. But we were wondering, what if he felt so good? Would he possibly be able to play here and then get to San Francisco and play there? I mean, I don't know that that's even something that you could do. But, you know, if everything worked out right, I mean, could he be there tonight for a game that starts at, you know, 10 o'clock Eastern time and we're in the Eastern time zone, or Central time, 9 o'clock, when you leave, it's, say, like 3 o'clock here? I think it's possible. So, you know, we'll see. But one way or the other, I think he'll be with the Cubs tomorrow, and I don't know if they'll, you know, activate him or not, but I think that's the direction that he's going.
Again, you're listening to the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust, Luke Stuckmeyer, Matt Buckman, and Mick Gillespie, the Tennessee Smokies play-by-play announcer. Mick, as you mentioned, you've seen a lot of games by Chris Bryant, whether it was the minor league level, the major league level, spring training. Do you think Chris is disappointed in the first half? You know, I know, obviously, the All-Star vote didn't come again this year, but do you think he's been frustrated by this shoulder injury and just not being able to play at 100% so far?
Yeah, it's a game that when you're at his level, you know, when you've won Rookie of the Year and you've won an MVP, that it's difficult to every year go out there and repeat those same successes, you know. So I think that the only problem that he's running into is just some bad luck, you know, a finger injury last year, this year, you know, obviously the shoulder. Now, I don't know that he's disappointed or not. My sense is that, you know, he just goes out and does his best every day and tries not to let, you know, the critics or the failures or successes, for that matter, really dictate anything he does, because his work ethic's been good since day one. And he gets it. I mean, like, he comes from a family where his dad was a professional player. And from the time he was little, all he's ever done is play baseball. So he's as grounded as any superstar that you'll ever meet. I've always thought, and I even talked to him about this, I've never mentioned it to him before until now. I grew up in Baltimore. He reminds me of Cal Ripken. I remember Cal Ripken coming up from Rochester to the Orioles, and then, you know, watched his whole career as I was growing up. Chris is the same way. You know, it's like, I'm just going to go out there and do my job, worry about what my job is. I'm sure he loves to hit home runs, and I know he'd like to hit more, and he will hit more. But at the same time, when you're at the major league level, you know, you look at the numbers and maybe the home runs aren't there, but you're playing 2 months with a tired shoulder, you know, and not taking any days off. So it's all what you kind of are able to deal with injury-wise, and, you know, that's why the first time in his career he's on the DL, he probably got to the point where it was the smart move to rest and not help the team. But I always think of this. Chipper Jones was the guy who ran the Braves clubhouse. Guys like Greg Maddux, former Cub, but he was in there, and Tom Glavine. And I just remember reading a story when Jason Hayward was first in the league, and Chipper was saying something like, you know, you at 70% is still better than whoever else at 100%. I think that's that way with Chris, you know. Chris at 60% is still better than any other option. So a lot of times guys will be able to play through injuries, maybe they're not at their best, and still contribute. And I think that's what he's trying to do right now. But I got a feeling that with this time off, that he's going to be refreshed, and that the power is going to be back there again. But with all that said, you look at his numbers, and it's not like he's having a terrible year. It just isn't up to the standards that we know that he's able to accomplish.
Well, we know he had a good night last night, and hopefully he picks it up here going forward with the Cubs, like you said. I'm going to shift gears real quick. Can you just give me a quick scouting report on Matt Swarmer, the other star from last night's game? How'd he look?
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of very interesting pitchers that I think are coming to Chicago really soon. You know, James Norwood, a guy throwing 98, just got put on the roster. And so it's going to be fun to see what he does when he makes his debut. But Schwarmer pitched last night. gave up a couple of hits in six innings. A really funky delivery, kind of old school with the high leg kick. You know, he was working with kind of a downward fastball that, you know, was coming kind of in the zone and then darting to the outside corner. Guys are having trouble with it. He was mixing his pitches. And, you know, he's not one of the major prospects, but he's a good one. And I think there's a lot of guys like that that we're going to see get to the major leagues and start to really push, whether it be in the bullpen or the starting rotation, in the next year or so. There's a lot of pitchers. And not the position players that we had in the years past, but you know, guys like Schwarmer and Duncan Robinson, who is the Cubs minor league pitcher of the month. He went to Dartmouth, same school as Kyle Hendricks. Michael Rucker is another pitcher that's really interesting out of BYU that keeps the ball down and throws a lot of strikes. Thomas Hatch, the Cubs' first pick in that 2016 draft when they didn't have a first or second rounder out of Oklahoma State, and could have been a first-round pick but was injured, and the Cubs, they paid a lot of attention to that particular draft pick, and I think they nailed it. We're going to have these guys that are going to start rolling in there. If Dylan Maples ever figures out how to throw that fastball for a strike, he might be one of the best relievers in baseball.
Well, Mick, we're certainly looking forward to seeing those guys at the major league level. We're looking forward to Chris Bryant being healthy and having a big second half of the season. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it, Mick.
Hey, anytime.
Thanks, Mick.
Hey, no problem.
This has been the Cubs Talk Podcast, presented by Wintrust.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.